The reaction is that we're very unhappy that that's happened, because the reason he gave for doing this was because of the pension pushback coming back to the county. And there is a great deal of other information, even though that amount is $5.5 million, which is the exact same amount of the bonus. There is offset amount that will cover all except about $1.5 million of that quantity for next year's budget. And the other thing is they had budgeted money for the 2012 fiscal year. That money's still there, but this is going to be the pension is for the 2013. They have the money now.
So the bonuses, I just want to make sure, were teachers supposed to get a bonus before the end of this school year, or were they supposed to? Was it supposed to take place for next school year?
All public school employees, as well as county employees, were supposed to get this bonus. It was not just teachers. It was all county employees.
And I know the county is on the county's on the same fiscal year as the state. Was it for fiscal year 13 or fiscal year 12 or both?
Fiscal year 12.
Fiscal year 12 only. So
this was the second half of a $1,250 bonus.
And so the argument that the pension argument, so the pension shift argument, is not really valid in your opinion.
No, it's not. Besides the fact that it's for fiscal year 12, the bonus is for fiscal year 12, the pension's for fiscal year 13. Secondly, in fiscal year 13, there's going to be most of the money will be offset by additional money coming from the state.
Anything you can do or you're going to try to do to change the county executive's mind or the county council's mind?
The county council does not have any play in this because the bill is withdrawn. They can't vote on it one way or the other because the bill does not exist anymore. It's been withdrawn.
Changing the county executive's mind to bring the bill back.
We're going to do all we can to try to make that happen.
Teachers feel let down because of this. I mean, they were expecting this money. They thought they were getting a bonus, and now all of a sudden it's being taken away from them.
How would you feel if someone took $625 out of your pocket?
I get it. Okay, thank you very much. All right, Randy, is there anything else you'd like to add, sir?
It's just more of a case of lack of proper priorities being set in Harford County.